I'm here with former world champion Ken Anderson. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Very good. Excited to be here.
This isn't the first time you worked for them, right?
This is the first time I worked for this promotion. Excited. I watched another show in this building earlier today. I watched the girls' show, and I'm looking forward to tonight. See what the guys can do.
Do you know anything about some of the talent that's on this roster so far?
Like, just a few. I actually had a chance to watch the guy that I'm going to work, that I'm going to wrestle tonight. I had a chance to watch him a few weeks ago. I was on a show with him. So there's a couple other guys. I've been doing a little more independent work recently because my schedule allows me to do so.
Yeah.
Now with TNA, our taping schedule has been so tight, and we'll do 6 weeks of television in 3 days and just bang it out. And then I have the rest of the month to do whatever I want. This month alone, I have 21 dates booked out of 31, and only 4 of those dates are TNA dates. So, yeah.
And where else do you wrestle across the United States?
All over the place. Actually, this month, I'm doing a lot of international travel. I'm going to Australia for 6 days. I'm going to be in Orlando for 4 days for tapings for Impact. I will be heading to the UK for another 5 days. So,
have you ever done Australia before?
Yes. Yeah, I've been there several times. I was there a few times with WWE. And then I also went with the Hogan tour after I left WWE. Hogan and Bischoff put together a tour where Hogan wrestled Flair every night, and I was on that tour too. So, looking forward to going back there. It's one of my favorite places to travel in the world. Yeah.
Why is that?
The people are wonderful. The culture is awesome. The weather is obviously good.
Yeah.
The cities are very clean. There's lots of stuff to do. It's just a cool experience. Crowds are usually very hot, too. Hot for wrestling. Another one of my favorite places, obviously, is the UK. TNA right now has such a huge following over in the UK.
Yeah, I've seen they've done a lot of tapings over there.
It's fantastic. The crowds are always white hot when we're over there. And
to go off of that, like, do you prefer wrestling overseas than wrestling in the United States? Because sometimes it's a little hard in some places. Well, you know, they're tough here in New York City. And they focus more on wrestling rather than matches, but they'd rather see more pure wrestling matches.
Yeah.
Enjoy wrestling overseas more? Do you enjoy wrestling here? Like, does it fit your style over there or over here? Or what's the case?
I like it all, man. I you know what? I just try to go out there and tell stories. Mm-hmm. Make people laugh. Make people feel something, some kind of emotion. Take them on a little bit of an emotional roller coaster ride and just have fun. That's what I want people to do, especially in these shows.
Yes.
These shows are a little different than our televised shows, obviously. To come to these and just have fun. It's a night out with their kids, with their wives. It's a night away from the kids or their wives. Just have a good time, and that's what I try to do. So, I like wrestling in the States. I like wrestling overseas. I think the cool thing about wrestling in so many different locations is that wrestling fans from different areas like different things, and it's always interesting and a bit of a challenge to try to push yourself to figure out what it is that makes those people click. So, you have to adapt, improvise, and overcome.
I've had
situation.
When I talk to a few of the guys that work in a promotion on a monthly basis, they all say the same thing. Like, you know, you basically have to adapt because they see you all the time. You have to give them a different show almost every month because, you know, they don't want to see the same old stuff. And like you said, they want to have fun. They want to enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
They want to come out here and, you know, a day to get away, basically.
Yep, absolutely.
So based on your wrestling experience, when you walk into this locker room here, like, you feel like, you know, because of the experience, they look at you as like a locker room leader for the night, and basically someone that's going to show them some things that they didn't know already, or something new that they can learn?
I don't know if they, you know, that's, I guess it's just individual situation. Each person is individual, and you always have people who approach you and want to watch their match. pick things apart for them, give them constructive criticism. And then you get people who are sort of standoffish for various reasons, too. Some people are just shy. Some people just don't care. Some people, you know, you get the whole gamut of personalities. And I just try to come in, and if somebody asks me to watch their match, I will make as best an effort as I possibly can to do that and to give them some feedback. I like helping people out. I like passing on some of the knowledge that I was able to glean from the people that I've worked with in the past. So, yeah.
What were you like early in your career? Like, were you someone who, like, reached out to the older talent and asked them for advice and stuff like that, and to pick apart their match?
Every single time that I was on a show where there was a name, somebody that was brought in from either WWE or WCW or wherever, or even just a bigger indie name, I would usually try to come up with a decent question to ask them or ask them to watch my match. And I was definitely a sponge. When I would do matches that I did indies, I would always get my stuff on, go head down to the ring and stand around, and I would just, a lot of times I wouldn't even be in the ring wrestling, but I would be listening to what was going on and what was being said, and I picked up so much stuff that way. So
that was another question I was going to ask you, like, working over the years, since you've worked in possibly the two biggest promotions right now in North America, like, what did you learn from working in these two companies, TNA and WWE, that's really sticking with you further and further throughout your career?
Wow. You know, it's funny because I remember having my very last match that I had on the independent scene was a match that I had in Green Bay. It was a cage match. At the time, I thought we did a really good job of storytelling and making everything make sense. About 2 or 3 months later, I watched that tape. I had been in OVW for 2 or 3 months and already learned so much. When I watched that tape, I was disgusted by it because I... wow, we did that wrong, we did that wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. So, what was the question again? I'm sorry, I kind of got off on tangent there.
No, but it was on tangent what we were talking about. I said, going from, like, say, because you worked for TNA, you worked for WWE, I said, what did you learn that actually, like, stuck with you right now in your career, or that's continuing to stick with you in your career?
It's just, I guess the thing that really sticks with me is you cannot reinvent the wheel. You can figure out different ways of storytelling, but there are certain things that just work. Mm-hmm. And if you can figure out those ways of manipulating people's emotions or pointing out things, one of the things that I do is I point out things that are obvious. A lot of times something happens in a match, you screw up. Mm-hmm. If you just keep going forward as if nothing happened, the crowd sees it. They know you screwed up. They know that you know that they know that that you screwed up. And it's a very awkward situation. So those situations, I point out the obvious. Yep, we just screwed up or something. And it lets them in on the joke. Again, entertain, have fun, and try to make things make as much sense as you can. Mm-hmm. I mean, at some point, it is wrestling. When you send a guy into the ropes, there's no reason that he turns and pivots and comes back off the ropes exactly the same every time. Those are things that we just accept in wrestling. But there are things that we need to do to make people can't necessarily put their finger on why something looks off or wrong or doesn't make sense in the ring. They just mentally they know, and they kind of check out of the match. So yeah, I guess it's just trying to make sure that everything makes sense.